Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and thanks for being with us here today. Hope you're having an absolutely great day. Today is Monday. Let's make this the best week ever. Even if you've already blown it here on March the 8th, this could be a great, great day. Now, I want to talk to you about a couple of things before we get started, and I'm going to do that with Dr. Alice Benton. Hi, Alice.
Hello.
And Chris Williams.
Hey, hey. Good to be here.
So what Chris and I have collaborated on, and I like your collaboration, Chris, is to create a workshop where people that are struggling with some stuff, actually people struggling with any stuff, could come, and if you did the things that we suggested, you would have what we would call some emotional freedom that you're not experiencing. Chris, what do you think would be one of the most difficult, you could say, bondages or struggles or strongholds that people have in their life that need help?
Well, I typically go with childhood trauma because really it is the common one. But I'm going to go a little bit different direction here today. But I just think it is loss, grief and loss. In that, whether it be the fear of losing something or the pain of losing someone really important to us, it's something that if we don't really have the process to go through, if we don't experience the healing and the comfort that we need through that process, we get in these areas where we get stuck. And it often shows up in two ways. And this is two common ways that all of us, if we know we're stuck, if we have a lot of fear and if we have a lot of resentment. Mm-hmm. Fear and resentment will keep us trapped quicker than any other emotions. But in the Emotional Freedom Workshop, we tell you not to get rid of the fear or resentment. We ask you to listen to it, work with it, and resolve what's underneath it.
You know, I was just talking with a friend of mine here in Indiana, and I was saying I did not know that the pain that I felt at the depth of my despair, that ice pick through my heart, I had no idea until I really looked at it. Mm. That pain was fear. I didn't know. I knew fear made me anxious and jittery or whatever. I didn't know pain came from fear, that fear could be soul-searing painful. But it can be, and if you're trying to deaden that pain, it's impossible to do it for very long, and we want to help you with that. Alice, what are you thinking?
I used to live in so much fear that I couldn't take a full breath. I had constant tension around my lungs and under my rib cage. But what I wanted most was just to not feel it anymore. Steve, you taught me to embrace my anxiety because it had an important message in it. I had needs that I didn't even know about that weren't being met, and my anxiety was trying to alert me to that. So when I finally had the courage and slowed down enough to check on the anxiety, it revealed just a wealth of information that then allowed me to act on it differently. And like you said, Chris, it did resolve. And now when it comes up again at times, I know what to do with it, and I know how to identify the needs and get them met. Folks, this weekend, it really can set you free. It has for me.
Yeah. You will hear people say, well, if you're going to move forward, you have to ask yourself, what do you want? But I believe it's different. I think you have to ask yourself, take your time on the answer, what am I missing? What's not here? once I know what I'm missing or I feel like I'm missing, now I can go to what I want with a much better perspective and foundation. If you're missing some stuff, like freedom, 1-800-NEW-LIFE and come join Chris and me.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back and so glad that you are with us here today. Dr. Alice Benton, she and I are working on a book, Understanding and Loving Your Child in a Media Screen-Saturated
World. That's right, world. Screen-Saturated. Yeah.
And there's some great, great insights I think we're going to have for you once it is finished, and grateful for her work in that. Chris Williams has not published a book, and we try to shame him as often as possible to get that book out there because you're so full of great wisdom, and we want to hear from you. Anyway, thank you for joining us. If you need some help directly, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But right now, let's go and talk with Royer from St. Croix, Virgin Islands, WIVH. Hi, how are you? What's going on?
Hi. Oh, well, grateful for the program. Just was trying to get some resources, some help in terms of improving my life, recommitting myself to Christ, basically. I've had some struggle with some addictions, and it affected relationships. And so I'm just trying to get back on track.
Mm-hmm. Are you in the Virgin Islands right now?
Yes.
Your phone connection sounds better than the people we talk to in South Dakota. I mean, it's really, really great. And I'm so glad that you listen. I've been in some stores owned by Christians there, and they were playing New Life Live, and it was such a thrill for that. But you've had trouble in relationship. Tell us, are you married? Have you been married? What's that situation like?
Was about to be, and that got canceled.
Why was that? What happened?
Just anxiety in terms of my progression with getting through my addiction or getting through expectations.
Hmm. Okay.
So we were close to May was going to be the wedding, but got it canceled.
So did she uncover? Did she uncover something you were doing that ended or what?
No, she was just anxious for me to get over. She knew from the start of the relationship, but she expected it to be gone already.
Mm-hmm.
And so she felt like since it wasn't, you know, she wanted some space, I guess, for me to really, I guess, get through that.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a sign that she's really a strong and a credible person that if this could work out, I mean, that's missing from a lot of people. They'll just move forward, hope it gets better, but she's got some strength there. Let's start with you, Alice, and give Royer some insight here. Maybe it could help. Royer, is there any chance that there could be a salvation of this relationship, that she might go back with you if things went well?
I'm not sure. We haven't really been talking that much lately.
Okay. All right.
Royer, would you tell us about some of the things you've already done? It sounds like you're already in progress in your healing journey. What's the structured help you've already been receiving?
I have had a accountability partner sharing my screen usage to keep me in check. I had also been talking to a local counselor as well. So I've been just trying to stick to the plan and, you know, just continue to pray and try to not get distracted, you know.
And was your addiction struggle with sexual behavior and also drugs or alcohol?
Mainly just viewing pornography.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
Chris, you have a thought? Oh, go ahead, Alice. I'm sorry.
Royer, have you read our Every Man's Battle book, and have you thought about attending our weekend?
I haven't read the book, but I believe I heard y'all say it's also on YouTube, but I haven't planned exactly on attending the weekend. Is it going to be virtual?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it won't be virtual forever. When things get back to normal because of COVID, you'll have to travel to experience it. But so I would say, hey, let's get you signed up and do it. And do it online. I'll guarantee you, you will not regret it to take that kind of time, some insight that you would take a long time to develop. So good, Alice, for bringing that up. What else, Alice?
I'm curious, Royer, about the pace of your recovery, especially as your upcoming marriage was hanging in the balance. Have you been reluctant to dive in fully, even though you're talking with these two people?
Can you rephrase in terms of dive in as in to?
I want to know if you have the willingness to do whatever it takes to get this problem handled as soon as possible.
Well, I would say 90% there. I could have been more, or I should have been more aggressive in terms of, like, being, you know, super aware, super careful, super abstinent in a sense of my environment. But I am definitely, I really felt like my progression was steady, but I could have been more aggressive, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, so Roy, man, thank you for calling in, and I love that the sound of God working in your life, that he's calling you back to himself, he's showing you that transformation is possible, that your life really can get better. I just want to throw out a few things. One is an expectation thing. This whole work of transformation and God's redemptive work in our life, I want to give you a timeline, and the timeline is the rest of your life. So this is a lifelong journey, a lifelong process. I just want to put that out there, because a lot of times, you know, we come to these moments and we just want to get fixed, and we want to get fixed right now. But as when we look at issues where we struggle sexually, especially pornography, these things take intentional amount of effort and focus over a long period of time. So there's no magic bullets as far as this goes. The other thing is that as we go through the different parts of our lives, I just think that coming back and diving ourselves into what I call the whole picture of the Bible, that there are so many aspects of the Bible that help us encounter life at its different moments. For instance, the Psalms, you know, there's so many Psalms of anger and frustration, Psalms of rejoicing and joy, loss and sadness. And so I'm probably getting way ahead of myself with Steve here, man. I think a life recovery Bible would be a great, great thing. And as Alice mentioned, here is what I want to challenge you with. The first thing is I just want you to sign up for Every Man's Battle Workshop.
This weekend. Okay.
Yes. The second thing is I believe that there is a lot of other guys on St. Croix who deal with the same problem, because it's just common. Not because there's anything unique about them being guys or on St. Croix, but to see if there's other people that struggle that can go through it with you, and that you can start sort of a group there on St. Croix to help you walk through recovery process from your struggles with porn.
And Royer, on that spiritual side, with reading the Bible, research is showing us that when we're willing to engage with Scripture at least four times a week, it strengthens our self-restraint, our self-discipline, and it helps us to refrain from addictive behavior. So pick it up regularly.
So you called us for advice, and what we're saying is, of course, the workshop would be incredible for you, and it's kind of like if you really wanted this relationship to have any potential, letting her know that you are going to, or you did go to Every Man's Battle, would certainly, if I was her, it would cause me to stop and think, wait, maybe there is some potential here. The other thing is, I'm going to send you the Life Recovery Bible, and there's a workbook that I'll send. It's the workbook on sexual integrity. So you work through the 12 steps addressing the sexual integrity issue that's there. But if you don't have somebody to go over what you wrote in that workbook, it's not going to be very valuable to you. You can't do this in total secrecy. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a partner to discuss this stuff with. So I hope that you'll do whatever it takes to get the support. Maybe you're the one that has to start a meeting, but there's so much hope here. I'm so glad you called us, because whether she has a future with you or you have a future with her, you have a future with our Lord, and you've done a big thing by calling us, and I hope it's the beginning of your willingness to do whatever it takes to get this out of your life and grow in character.
Yes.
Okay? All right, so hang on. I'm going to send... Yes, go ahead. What did you say?
I say yes, this year it has to be gone.
Okay. Well, we care about you and hope that you're going to do the hard thing. Isn't it amazing how the right thing is almost always the most difficult
yes.
thing? And the easy thing is easy. That's all it is. It's just easy. You will, I think, enjoy at 5 o'clock every day going deeper. The episodes are right there on our YouTube channel, New Life Live, and it's going deeper. We also do Life Recovery Today. You can find that there, but you could also find Life Recovery Today at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Thursdays on the NRB network. You could go to our website also. We love getting to do these kinds of things and to make a difference in this world, and we're doing it because we got a lot of people that are helping us do it. And if you want to help, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Royer represents a lot of other men at a crossroads. You either kind of look at doing something about the problem, or you dive in and you get it taken care of. And if you're just kind of looking at it, then you're just kind of not really helping anything. So we want to help you get serious and get deeply into the recovery process. You can find out about that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, let's go to Betsy from Boston, Massachusetts. Hi, Betsy. How are you today?
I am well, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. Yeah. Tell us what's going on in your life.
Well, our daughter is 31. She's a remarkably courageous young woman. She was pregnant, and she gave birth to a beautiful little girl on Christmas Eve morning. She's on the West Coast. We're on the East Coast. She is a nurse, and she's also in grad school for being a nurse practitioner. She's taken a break because the pregnancy was so traumatic for her. She is a believer, and she was in a place that she shouldn't have been emotionally and spiritually, she says, and she made some poor choices, she said, and God blessed her anyway with this beautiful little child. But she is without family out there and is totally overwhelmed, has to go back to work next week. She has child care for the child, but she's just overwhelmed. Her father doesn't want to help her unless she comes back to the East Coast, because he doesn't agree with her being in grad school while she has a baby, but she's feeling she has to support this child. And the thing is that she feels can support this child.
Okay. So you're cutting out a little bit there. I think we get the situation. Ask us a question and we'll discuss it. Yeah. What's the question for us, though?
I would like to sort of uproot myself for a year or more to go and help her get over this hump. I don't know whether I'm being codependent or rescuer, but the best way to help her, I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I'm really glad you called. We can help you with that. We'll do it right after this. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000 to be on the program. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help or you think, I need to help these people. They sound like they need help. We do need help. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll take a break. Come right back with more. Dr. Alice Benton. Chris Williams there in practice, Southern California. We'll be back.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back talking to Betsy, and has a daughter living where, well, her dad doesn't want to live in there and doesn't want to support her until she comes back. Now, Betsy's wondering, should I move there and help her, or is that a codependent kind of mistake? Chris Williams, why don't you get us started here, and then we'll go to Alice Benton.
Okay, Betsy, I have a really tough question. So give me some grace for this question, but it's an important one, okay, because we want to figure out what your motivations are. Are you going to rescue your daughter, or are you going to get away from your husband?
That's a great question. Probably both.
Yeah.
Oh, you're honest.
Thank you for that honesty. Because what I would love more than anything, and it may not be possible, but I would love to explore the possibility, if you and your husband can get on the same page, and that what a difference it would make for your daughter to experience the support of both of you, however that may look. And so,
tell me about it.
Yeah, okay. So, yes, well, maybe I can a little bit. But because I think that... you fleeing one problem to go to another problem may not be what's best for you. And so, and again, I'm not saying that, hey, listen, don't take a month or two, head out to the West Coast to help your daughter out. I think that'd be a great idea. But when I heard a year, I'm like, whoa, what does that do to a marriage? And so what I want to encourage you to do is actually, have you ever done marital therapy or done marital work or even gone to a intimacy and marriage workshop here?
Yeah. I left the marriage for 3 months, 1 year, just because I didn't want to divorce, but if I stayed, I probably would have. I couldn't tolerate it anymore.
Okay, so what's your chief complaint about the marriage?
That there is no marriage.
And there's no connection, there's no...
Yeah, there's no intimacy, there's no connection. We just share information. We share a house. We share two cats.
And so here is where the codependency comes in. So, Betsy, you're carrying a lot of loneliness, right?
Yeah.
And when you hear that your daughter is lonely, what happens inside of you?
So when I hear that she's lonely, I understand how she feels.
On a pretty deep level, right? And you don't want your daughter to feel lonely. And obviously, you use the word overwhelmed. Well, I underline that because you used it twice.
Yeah, she FaceTimed yesterday, and I could see. I asked her, "What do you need for you to get through this?" And she said, "I just need the apartment to be orderly, so I don't feel like I'm going crazy." And I could see, I could see the disorder.
Yeah.
And she's a highly organized person.
Okay, so you asked her a great question that again, I'm not opposed to you going to the West Coast. I don't think that's a bad idea to help your daughter out.
No, I hear what you're saying.
But I also want you to ask yourself the same question you asked your daughter.
I need more connection with healthy, safe people.
Okay. Great.
Alice, what do you think here? Is she hearing where Chris is headed? What do you think?
We're asking you to look at something so tough that you probably have a tendency to to give it a good shot at a problem, and then when you don't get the solution, you really pull away, and maybe you even run away. You sounded so weary when Chris asked if you'd been to counseling. You have been probably beating your head against the wall, but I think now you're in running mode, and that urge to get away from your husband is so strong. Your daughter does need help. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I don't want to get a, I do love him. My therapist said, you've done all that you can. You've put up with the intolerable. There's so much in this package. He is a good man. He's a very good man. But he has areas of brokenness that he's not willing to deal with.
And what kind of problem do those broken areas present to you? How does that show up in your relationship?
Well, there used to be a lot of emotional abuse, and he stopped doing that. It took a lot of my training to not put up with the behavior and to set boundaries. And then he got the message. But there's just
when he stopped, did he also stop engaging with you as much?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a good amount of control, or trying to exert control on his part.
Yeah, well, we just see it so many times. Stopping something doesn't start the character,
no.
The intimacy, the connection there. So we'll give you a little more help here right after this break. You're listening to New Life Live. Dr. Alice Benton is on. Chris Williams is here. And we're taking phone calls at 1-800-229-3000. There is hope for every person. I believe that. There's hope for better. For every person. Don't you want better? You can have.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of 7 books, including Growth Has No Boundaries by Drs. John Townsend and Henry Cloud, Take Your Life Back by Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop, and the Emotional Freedom Workbook. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
And I'm on a plane. Takes me all day to get there. All right, we're back. Sorry about that. Talking about heading on over to Coos Bay. It's an amazing little town there in Oregon. And, okay, so right now, back to business here. We are talking with Betsy. And Alice, what's important for Betsy right now as we finish up with her?
Brace yourself, Betsy, because I don't think you're going to like this. But I believe that, all right, that's a spirit. I believe you need to let your husband know a confession of, I am tempted to go with our daughter for a year because she needs help, but also because I feel so lonely and so disconnected from you. And I don't even think you want to do work on our marriage. Hearing that I'm tempted to leave for a year, would you tell me what that does to you? And my hope is that facing that possible loss of you, that perhaps he would reconsider getting help again, because he doesn't want to lose you for a year.
Well, I was there for 6 weeks, and he never missed me.
How do you know he never missed you?
He never said so.
Mm-hmm.
never acted like he did. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was cordial on the phone.
Betsy, he comes from a traumatic home, doesn't he? A chaotic home.
We both do. We're both adult children of alcoholics.
Okay. That makes sense.
I think he's ignorant. And that doesn't excuse him. But I think you mean more to him than he knows how to show. To hear that he went from a chaotic home, he was abusive, emotionally abusive to you, and he stopped the abuse. That's a sign of hope mm-hmm. to me yep. that this man wants change, but he doesn't know how, and he's probably scared and scared of being ignorant and inadequate. And when things are out of his control, he probably locks down, clamps down even more. You might ask him,
yeah.
What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything. What do you mean? I'm not
okay, and
scared.
And then you would say, okay, honey, I hear you saying you're not afraid of anything. But if you could just for a minute with me back away from that declaration, let's look at this. What makes you uneasy? What makes you anxious? Or what makes you want to back out of a room, for instance? Maybe you could make a little bit of progress with him rather than just throwing that word, what are you afraid of, out there. Because obviously he is afraid, and who wouldn't be coming from an abusive background of a child of an alcoholic? Boy, what a way to raise an emotionally unintelligent human being is be an alcoholic and try to raise that child. It just doesn't go well.
And Betsy, can I just challenge you to do one more thing, okay? I want you to loosen your view of your husband. Do you know what I mean by that? Like you have a very fixed, you know what he's going to say before he says it, and probably you may actually be right. But I want you...
I was just giving you the scenario of what we've already been...
Yes, absolutely, and that's what I'm saying. But I want you to try to take the risk again to give him the benefit of the doubt.
That's got to be pretty scary right there.
And that's going to be scary. That doesn't mean that you've done anything wrong if he answers the same way. You know, you don't want to go back on yourself. Well, I was duped again. No, he said, hey, I did my best effort to give him another chance.
Mm-hmm. Can you, I don't write very quickly. Oh, I can go and watch this again. Oh, no,
yes,
I
you can. You'll get there. It'll be on the YouTube channel, But I hope and pray something we've said has helped you. Now, let me send you how we love, because I think that's the beginning of some insight, especially insight into someone that came from a chaotic home. It could really, really help you. And it's the foundation of our intensive that we do on intimacy and marriage. We believe in that information that has been developed by Mylon K. Yurkovich. Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio. He's been to all of these, continues to go. He's faithful on the weekends. Larry, what do you have for us today?
Well, I was got thinking that our next workshop is you and Chris doing the Emotional Freedom Workshop. And the last time you two did a workshop together, here's what a gentleman wrote. I've been working hard toward change, and this workshop was like jumping warp speed through not only revelation, but also through healing. This workshop's been exactly what I needed. I'm leaving with the answers, truth, hope, motivation, and a plan that I came for. To anybody considering this workshop, you'll spend a huge amount of money and time getting this much help at home. If you're shy, this workshop is very non-threatening. You can do this. Folks, these workshops are powerful. And that's because God comes in and does the work. When you express willingness, and you're willing to go through a process and take the first steps in the right directions, God blesses that. We see the Holy Spirit do it. It's an amazing thing to experience these workshops. So think about coming to that. And folks, we need your support. So if you could make a gift, it will make a difference in lives like this gentleman that wrote this testimony, the lady they just spoke with on the phone, whoever comes engaged with New Life. We find that change is bound to happen, and it's almost always for the good.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that people say about kind of any task, once you get started, half done because the hard part is getting started. But I would say this even about the weekend experience. Getting there is probably 60 or 70%. If you can just get there, then we take over, see? And we do a lot of work to help you see some things. So you can come and hate coming, and then we're going to turn you into a believer and somebody that's going to benefit and say, man, this was a good experience. That's our goal.
You hate it all the way to your healing experience.
And getting there is turning on the Zoom and sitting in your living room or wherever you can privately be,
And all of these intensives will go back to in person, so it's never been easier to come. And so to find out about that, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, we would love for you to be part of that. Chris really, really does a great job of presenting the truth as it relates to the emotional bondage, the strongholds that we end up with in our lives. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Please. All right, let's go to, how about we talk with Lisa from Dallas, Texas, KWRD. Hi, Lisa, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys today?
Excellent. How can we help?
Well, I just recently reconnected with a friend. We lost touch like in 2003. I live in Dallas, Fort Worth, and she's on the West Coast. And we just reconnected, and it was just like we had talked yesterday, and so we spent an hour and a half catching up, and it was great, and I know that was the Lord. But she was sharing all the things that had happened in their lives, and the one thing that she shared, it was the very last thing she shared with me, was about 4 years ago, a child of theirs, who would have been in college at the time, revealed to them that they'd been taking hormone therapy and was changing genders. And so she told me that they've lost friends and family and church and everything else because people don't agree with how they handled it. My question really is just, how do I walk alongside her?
Well, how did they handle it? That's a tough thing to know how to handle. How did they handle it that caused everybody to reject them?
Because they didn't kick the child out.
Well, that would have been helpful, wouldn't it? Yeah, there's a strategy to win the heart of your child. Just kick them out. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's very sad.
So anyway.
And so you want to know how you could help her?
Yeah, just walk alongside her. I mean, obviously, I don't judge her or her husband. Actually, sang in her wedding a million years ago. But I don't judge. I mean, any of that, and I just. Funny, she sent a picture of that child, and you'd never know that there was a transition. A lot of times you do see a transition, you can't even tell.
Right.
But the thing is, the hurt was real. I mean, even still, how many years later? And they still have a relationship with that child, but I just wanted to know what I could do as a loving friend and a sister in Christ to come alongside.
You know, when a person doesn't follow the rules in a cult, they kick you out. When you go against something that they don't think is right, they kick you out. I would hate to be part of the church they were in that thinks, like a cult thinks, that the way to solve something is to kick a person out, put them out on the street. I tell you, this is tough for any parent. And the goal is really at whatever's happened here is to accept them, not accepting what they did, not endorsing it, but accept them. This is the reality of my child. And I want to relate to this child so that whatever they go through, maybe I have a voice, which could be the voice of God.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and Chris, you really essentially gave us the answer at the break there. Why don't you share what the answer is to help this person who has this child?
Well, Lisa, as I was listening to you and you said, hey, I'm coming alongside, there's no judgment here, I want to walk alongside them as a good friend, sister in Christ. And I'm like, yes, do that. You being a safe person for them, it will allow so much healing and reconnection with them, with your friend here, that again, I think we just really underestimate the power of that. Mm-hmm. And we underestimate the power of just being a good friend to a person that it has on them and their life and their healing and restoration journey. And you know, like what Steve said, you know, we take the risk by saying things that we think are wise and loving and graceful, but we don't know that what we say may end up representing what God is trying to tell them.
Yeah,
that's up to the Holy Spirit, not us. But we take those risks to do just that.
So here's a statement: I praise God that she has you. That you've realigned here because she needs all the support she can get. She did not cause this. Kids aren't robots. You can't say, if I do this, this is going to be the outcome. In fact, we had a person that worked with us years ago, four children. The first three were perfect. He thought he had the parenting formula down. Then the fourth child came. Uh-oh. Nothing worked with the fourth child. Alice, anything you want to add here before we talk with Alan?
Lisa, I agree that God is sending you in for a redemptive experience with a Christian who's going to try to do it Jesus's way, as I hear that you are. So you might also just empathize, validate, especially if she feels anger towards God and the church and has possibly disconnected. Mm. Be understanding about that while also mm-hmm. praying and looking for a chance to bring any truth to her if God nudges you in that direction, but yeah. covered in grace.
Okay, I will send you a copy of the Emotional Freedom Workbook. There are some great things in there that will help you yourself and maybe give her some things to stay strong.
Steve, Chris. I want to interject something here because, you know, off air on breaks, we've been talking a lot about struggles in the church to respond to difficult situations well. Mm-hmm. This is an unashamed plug for New Life. The amount of emotional and relational health that has been available, the giants that I stand on the shoulders of, you know, yourself, Cloud and Townsend, and there is a mountain of really, really, really helpful information that as Christ followers, if we dive into, we will be able to access way more both wisdom and grace for much better outcomes in so many of these difficult situations that we find ourselves in as we navigate the complexities of modern life.
Yeah, you know what the valuable contribution of John Townsend and Henry Cloud are, having worked with them for years, is the ability to, when you hear what people are saying, that they would think, maybe not. Maybe there's something deeper, richer, different that we need to be looking at, and that's been such a valuable thing. All right, let's go talk with Alan. He's our final caller. Alan, don't have a ton of time, but wanted to get to your call. How are you doing today? What's going on?
Rejoicing in God's goodness, truly blessed. Got a quick question.
Okay.
Here, let me tell you this first. I have rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and a very bad back, which causes pain when I walk probably 20 feet. Now, I don't want to continue taking addictive pills, you know, like Percocet and things like that. My question is, is medical marijuana safe? Well, because I hear Dr. Amen on your program, and I've heard him talk about regular marijuana. But my question is medical marijuana safe to take?
Yeah. Hey, thank you for giving us a question that we will offend half the people with one answer, and we'll offend the other half with the other answer. I'll tell you what I think. The marijuana that is dispensed medically, no matter how it's dispensed, it would only be given to a younger person because it's the only thing that's available. Because a big part of Dr. Amen's negative here is what it does to the brain of a very young person. Now, I don't think it's healthy.
I'm 76.
Yeah, and I don't think it's healthy for the brain of somebody that's 76. But if you're comparing the negative effects of marijuana used medically for pain reduction for arthritis versus the highly addictive, you mentioned Percocet. It absolutely gets people addicted all the time. I would say under the supervision of a physician, if the physician says, if you're not going to take this other stuff, which I think is good because these kinds of opioids are not good for chronic pain, then maybe it would be okay, but only under the supervision of the doctor and that it would be dispensed in a medical dispensary where you've got good confidence that it's not tainted with something else. But let's hear from Alice and Chris. Maybe they have a different opinion. I don't know.
To go along with what Steve said, you know, under the care of a doctor who really knows what you trust, and again, we got to be careful. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not giving you medical advice, but my just, you know, therapeutic advice would be like, yes, anything off the street, I would say no. Anything under the care of a doctor, because we know that there is, much like other medications or drugs out there, there's medicinal purposes. And so as long as it stays within the purpose of it, and it works well for you. But please know that the properties of THC in marijuana can be addictive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alice, quick comment here.
I'm more hesitant because of the likelihood of it causing anxiety, depression, and possibly even paranoia. So I'd look into the CBD oil, which does not contain the chemical components lead to a high, but still can be effective medically for pain.
Oh, very good idea. Mm-hmm. Didn't think of that. Yep. And the other thing is, if for some reason, under medical supervision, you do try it, be sure and not try it anymore if any of those things that Alice mentioned start to happen. Back in my college days, I did use that a couple of times. Really, it wasn't very much. But the paranoia I experienced and the size of that hot air balloon that was over my head, it was a little bit different. So I'm not a big advocate of it at all. I think it's really dangerous. But we're talking to a 76-year-old man with lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. Really glad you called. I'm going to send you Every Man's Bible. It's got a big print version for 76-year-old men like you. And I'm not far behind you, but anyway, you'll love this, I think. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And what we can do to help you is get a resource to you, or we could find a counselor who is trained and also solid in the faith in your area. Or we could tell you about one of the intensives that we do that I believe provide the greatest amount of help and hope and healing in the least amount of time. Nothing is finished in one of our intensives, but the trajectory change, it's transformational. It changes everything going forward. So call us if you need some help. We've got people that want to work with you and help you. Dr. Alice Benton, thank you. Appreciate you, your wisdom. Chris, same here, great wisdom. Chris and I will be doing that emotional freedom workshop. If you are not free, we really want to help you. All right, you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.